listen to my story. In the past couple months, man, my life changed. Now they're looking at a brother like I'm insane. I was passive, never active. Now I'm living for the king, that's massive. People curse my name like you don't know me, boy. But I got to know the Lord and he my only joy. Y'all think you know me? Y'all think you did it? I was purchased by the blood and I ain't got no limits. Last thing pastor said was that I am a rebel. But I'm following my purpose, I ain't never settled. I see the vision, my eyes are open. How you shunning me and telling peeps the brother chose this? But that don't matter, cause I've been redeemed. Now I'm following the one and only Elohim.
Yo fam, this year I went through some serious spiritual abuse at a place I used to call home. You know, it was to the point where I had to leave. And when I left, I was shunned actually. And I was told like I have a spirit of a rebel. People were telling me like, be wary of your soul. Like, I was going through anxieties, panic attacks. All of a sudden I was branded rebel and shunned by these people that I loved. But Jesus was too.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. Hope in Christ is like finding treasure. Don't you know when you follow people who hate the sinners but love the steeples, will leave you dead, high and dry. Pull the plug and then fake the cry. You might win some but you just lost one. I pray for the ones where the harm's been done. Now I'm in the zone like it's a 2-3. I wish that all of y'all would get to see the new me. I still love you though, even if you hate me. But I'm a rebel, just like Jesus with the Pharisees.
You know what's funny? Yeah, right after I went through that situation, it's like my life changed. It's like God had become more evident in my life, and I was free from something. And God has changed everything, fam. Sometimes God does